Because life is very serious. And I say to you, I say to you that I'm not gonna, if it's the last breath in me, I'm not gonna stand by and let somebody treat me or my family or my community like we don't deserve the right to live. I'm just not gonna do it. And when the time comes, sisters and brothers, that I'm not able to do it, I'm gonna get the hell out the way so someone who can do it will do it. That's what we need in the labor movement. This is not necessarily a job for life, it's a job for the people. And too many of us put on our suit, we put on our brief, we take our briefcase, and we think that we have a career. Well, your career don't mean anything to me if you're not standing up for working people, so. But I do hope that, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put it this way. 1199 is going to convene a meeting of labor leaders. Hopefully the muckety mucks will come, but that's okay if not, if they send someone in leadership so that we can begin the conversation of taking this country back. And when we call the meeting, and we're not gonna leave anyone out, when we call the meeting, if you know that you can't come because you're afraid to talk to your members, because some of them believe in Trump. But it's true, let's be honest. We got some labor leaders that say, well, I can't touch that issue because I got a bunch of Republicans. Republicans got families too. They got children too. It's just that we can't be afraid to talk to them. But if you think that you can't do it, then don't come to the meeting, because I don't want to embarrass you and I don't want to put you in a position that's unattainable. But I'm not going to settle for second best, to be quite honest. We deserve to be number one. When Terry asked me to speak, I'm not sure that he knew I was going to create a revolution in the labor movement. But I'll say publicly, he didn't have a clue that what we are trying to start. But we can't, sisters and brothers. How many of you think that we can afford to just sit around business as usual? There needs to be a voice that's strong and loud in this country coming up from the labor movement. And that's what we are there for. And so please, join me in taking back this country for working people. Join me in making sure that work is always rewarded with dignity and the ability to take care of our family. We don't have to agree on everything, but one thing we can all agree on is that we deserve decency in our life. Let's make that happen. Let's earn the right to be called the labor movement, and let's put the movement back in the movement. So I thank you for your time. I hope that we have a very industrious weekend, that we can come together and we can develop a strategy on how to go forward. And let's hold our elected officials accountable, but let's also hold ourselves accountable, because we have the ability to change this country if we have the willpower to do it. And I'm ready to do it. Thank you so much.
Let's give it up one more time for George Gresham, 1199. Make some noise. I now get to bring up a young man who started his political career right here in the New York State Assembly back in 1996. He was the association chair for some time during his tenure and was actually the person during that tenure who launched this labor luncheon during caucus weekend. But he has made history as the first Dominican American elected in the United States to Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, mi amigo, nuestro líder, el congresista Adriano Espaillat.
How's everybody doing? But I want to congratulate George on his call to action. We're living in a difficult time and with an existential threat. Now, English is my second language, so I had to look up what existential threat meant. And what it means is that everything we knew of before, everything we stand for before, all the progress that we had up till now could go backwards and disappear. Well, this is an existential threat. And so how do we do it? I think we go to action. So action is filling out your census form, right? To make sure that everybody gets counted. My slogan is everybody but the cat in the household. If you got a dog, everybody but the dog. Parents often leave their children out of the forms, and that's why we get an undercount, and that's why we have hard to count communities. So a way to fight back is to fill out your census form and make sure you put everybody on the form. If you're renting a room, a basement to someone, put that person's name in. You're not gonna be jeopardized. A way to fight back is make sure that we reinvigorate labor. For far too long it's been shrinking all over the country, and we gotta fight to reinvigorate labor and fight for the values of the labor movement. Good wages, a good health plan, a good pension, good treatment at the job place. That's what labor does. That's why people want to be in the labor movement and be part of a union. You know, my grandparents, my mother was a member of the International Ladies Garments Workers Union. My grandfather worked in a factory out in Queens, but he wasn't a union shop. When they both retired, we knew the difference. It was my grandmother that carried the load of the expenses in the household because he didn't have the benefits that the union gave to them. We gotta fight for that. We can't lose that. If you wanna fight for something, if you want action, let's get prepared. Because if the Supreme Court chooses to do away with the protection from dreamers, then we're gonna have to go in an underground mode to protect those million young people that deserve a shot at life. So the churches, yes, the churches, the clergy is gonna have to step up. The labor movement is gonna have to step up. Communities are gonna have to step up. Not-for-profits are gonna have to step up to protect the young people. You wanna fight for something? Let's fight against guns. Let's fight for gun control so people don't continue to be killed in churches and schools and public places all over America. Let's fight for something. But most importantly, we got a crossroad coming up very soon, this November. And that crossroad will determine whether or not we are truly in an existential threat or whether we can move forward. And we all gotta be involved in this one. There's skin in the game from each and every one of us. Whether you are a nurse, whether you are 1199, whether you are DC 37, whether you are any union, Cobra, whether you are any union sitting here, we all got skin in the game for this one. So let's continue to fight. Let's continue to stand for values of labor, the labor movement that we all know and love. Let's continue to keep the faith. God bless you. Thank you.